Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so then I may locate your account?
10306.
And what would be the first and last name?
Erlinda Gonzalez.
And have you placed an order yet, ma'am?
No. I'm just calling because I had for my last bill, I had called and I spoke to a Jay from your company, Intense Tech, and I had called to cancel something in my account, a transaction in my account, which was dated March 15 from your company for $56.95. I spoke to a Jay, and he gave me the cancellation number, which is KC021. And he told me that it was canceled and the credit is to be processed in 3 to 5 days. I got my new bill. And there was Intense Tech again there, and the credit was done. So they didn't really cancel the $56.95 that was showing on my March statement, because on my April statement there's another $56.95, and then the credit that was promised to me by Jay. So why is it showing again if it was canceled? I told them to cancel that thing. The cancellation number he gave me was KC021. That was in my March statement.
Yes, ma'am. And please verify the street address.
Verify what?
Verify the street address.
Address, 19 Peck Court, Staten Island, New York.
Thank you for that, ma'am. And I see that you have the tablet and the membership to our Gadget website, and I do see the cancellation and for the full refund. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. But then
and
in
I don't
the
see
next
any,
statement.
Any other, I don't see any other charge past April.
Yeah, I know. But then if you're charging me again on the 15th and then gave me the credit, it didn't really cancel the thing, because it's why are you charging me again for on 415 for the $56.95? Because I actually paid, you know, I didn't even realize that, you know, I should have paid less, but I paid the whole amount of $966.99 on my credit card. So why is it appearing again on my April statement, and then the credit that was promised to me by Jay is there? So they didn't really cancel it.
Yes, and the account is canceled out. I'm looking at it right now, ma'am. It is canceled out. It's just that you were charged for the month of March, and you were charged for the month of April, and the month of April was refunded.
Okay, so is that $56.95 going to show on my next statement for the month of this month, this statement, which is due on June 3rd, has Intense Tech charging me again on April 15, and then they're giving me the credit of the same amount. So the call I made regarding the March charge for the same amount maybe it was credited, but I don't know. What I'm asking is, why am I being charged again on April 15 if I already canceled the whole thing?
From what I can see here, ma'am, the call was done on April the 15th. You were refunded the same day that the call was done.
Yeah, but then it means that I still had it's showing then that I still paid the $56.95 that was on March 15, because I actually paid that in full. I should have deducted it from my from, you know, from the statement. But I forgot about that, and I paid the whole balance that was showing on the account, the amount of $966.99. So what I'm questioning now is I should be credited for this $56.95 that was charged to me on 4/15.
Ma'am, I'm looking at the account right now, ma'am. The March charge was not refunded, but the one that was for April the 15th was.
That's not what he said. He told me, because I told him, I said, I you know, I don't want that. And he said, okay. So he told me, let me talk to my supervisor. And then he said, okay, we'll cancel it. So why is it not canceled? Because they charged me and then they gave me the credit for March.
No, ma'am, there wasn't a credit for March. It was, we credit the most recent charge, and the most recent charge was on April the 15th. That was when the call to Jay took place, was on April the 15th. The most recent charge was refunded, which was the April 15th charge.
So you mean
charge.
To say this was never really canceled? So you mean to say every month I'll still be getting this?
No, ma'am, I'm not saying that.
The refund, the one in March was never really credited back to me.
No, ma'am. The one that was credited to you was the most recent charge. But I can get you transferred over. But I can get you transferred over to a supervisor for the March charge.
Okay, please.